Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Imagine a world where robots can learn on the go, performing tasks they've never been trained for. Sounds like science fiction, right? Well, it's not anymore. Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Google DeepMind's breakthrough in robotics. Let's dive in. Google DeepMind is launching two new artificial intelligence models designed to help robots perform a wider range of real-world tasks than ever before. The first model, called Gemini Robotics, is a vision language action model capable of understanding new situations, even if it hasn't been trained on them. Built on Gemini 2.0, the latest version of Google's flagship AI model, Gemini Robotics draws from its multimodal world understanding and transfers it to the real world by adding physical actions as a new modality. During a press briefing, Carolina Parada, the senior director and head of robotics at Google DeepMind, highlighted that Gemini Robotics makes advancements in three key areas essential to building helpful robots: generality, interactivity, and dexterity. Imagine trying to fold a piece of paper or remove a bottle cap, tasks that require a certain level of precision and adaptability. With Gemini Robotics, robots are now more dexterous, capable of performing these intricate tasks with ease. But that's not all. Google DeepMind is also introducing Gemini Robotics ER, or embodied reasoning, an advanced visual language model designed to understand our complex and dynamic world. Picture yourself packing a lunchbox. You need to know where everything is, how to open the lunchbox, grasp the items, and where to place them. That's the level of reasoning Gemini Robotics ER is expected to achieve. It connects with existing low-level controllers, enhancing robots' capabilities significantly. In terms of safety, Google DeepMind researcher Vikas Sindwani assured reporters that the company is developing a layered approach to ensure actions are safe in given scenarios. This includes releasing new benchmarks and frameworks to further safety research in the AI industry. Last year, Google DeepMind even introduced its Robot Constitution, a set of Isaac Asimov-inspired rules for robots to follow. It's a fascinating step towards creating robots that are not just intelligent, but also safe and reliable. Google DeepMind is working with trusted testers like Agile Robots, Agility Robotics, Boston Dynamics, and Enchanted Tools to refine these models. As Carolina Parada put it, "We're very focused on building the intelligence that is going to be able to understand the physical world and be able to act on that physical world. This is a major leap forward in robotics, and I can't wait to see how it transforms the industry." Meta is taking a bold step in the artificial intelligence arena by reportedly testing its own in-house chips for AI training. This move is part of a strategic shift to reduce its dependency on major hardware manufacturers like NVIDIA. According to sources from Reuters, these new chips are specifically designed to handle AI workloads and were developed in collaboration with Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC. Imagine the potential cost savings if Meta can successfully transition away from relying heavily on NVIDIA's GPUs. Currently, Meta is projected to spend a staggering $65 billion on capital expenditures this year, with a significant chunk of that going toward NVIDIA hardware. If these in-house chips prove effective, even a minor reduction in this expenditure could be a substantial win for Meta. What's interesting is that while Meta has deployed custom AI chips before, they were primarily used to run models, not train them. This new endeavor marks the first time Meta is focusing its chip designs on training AI systems. However, the journey hasn't been entirely smooth. Several of Meta's past chip design projects have been canceled or scaled back due to not meeting internal expectations. The company is currently piloting a small deployment of these new chips, with plans to scale up production if the initial tests are successful. This cautious approach suggests Meta is eager to ensure these chips meet their performance benchmarks before committing to a larger rollout. This development is a reminder of the competitive and rapidly evolving landscape of the AI industry. Companies like Meta are constantly looking for ways to optimize their operations and reduce costs while maintaining cutting-edge technology. If Meta can pull this off, it'll not only signify a significant technological achievement, but also potentially alter the dynamics of the AI hardware market. Alibaba is stepping into the spotlight with a groundbreaking artificial intelligence model that can read emotions, a bold move to challenge the capabilities of OpenAI's latest offerings. The new model, developed by Alibaba's Tongyi Lab, is named R1 Omni. It's an open-source tool that not only interprets the emotional state of individuals in videos, but also provides detailed descriptions of their clothing and surroundings. Imagine watching a video and being able to discern not just what someone is wearing, but how they're feeling. That's the kind of nuanced understanding R1 Omni brings to the table, adding a new layer to computer vision technology. This model is an enhanced version of a previous open-source model known as Human Omni, which was also led by the same researcher, Jiaxing Zhao. Why does this matter? Well, as artificial intelligence continues to evolve, the ability to understand and interpret human emotions could revolutionize industries like customer service, entertainment, and even healthcare. Emotional intelligence in machines might just be the next frontier in making interactions more human-like and empathetic. As Alibaba positions itself against giants like OpenAI, this development underscores the competitive nature of the artificial intelligence landscape. Companies are racing to push the boundaries of what AI can do, and Alibaba's latest model is a testament to how far we've come in understanding human emotion through technology. Just imagine if you could build artificial intelligence agents without needing to write a single line of code. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, it's becoming a reality thanks to ServiceNow's latest release. Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to source for the latest updates in artificial intelligence. Today is Thursday, March 13th, 2025, and we're diving into how ServiceNow is reshaping the way enterprises approach artificial intelligence development. ServiceNow has just released ServiceNow Studio, a revolutionary no-code, low-code platform designed to make it easier for enterprises to create and manage artificial intelligence agents. This centralized hub is set to change the game for developers, offering a streamlined process for managing projects and developing agentic applications without the need for extensive coding knowledge. What's really exciting about ServiceNow Studio is its ability to provide automated reviews, approvals, and application changes, all enabled by their workflow data fabric. This means that developers, whether they're seasoned pros or just starting out, can create powerful artificial intelligence solutions with less hassle and more efficiency. And it gets better. As part of their Yokohama release, ServiceNow has moved a series of agentic capabilities into general availability. This includes thousands of pre-built agents, such as those for security operations and proactive network testing and repair. These tools are aimed at addressing common roadblocks enterprises face when adopting artificial intelligence, making it smoother to integrate these technologies into their existing systems. Now, why does this matter? Well, according to a recent SnapLogic report, 85% of information technology decision makers trust artificial intelligence agents to perform tasks as well as, or better than, human workers. But there are still concerns about the accuracy and quality of artificial intelligence-generated work. ServiceNow's new tools could help alleviate these worries by providing robust solutions that enhance trust and reliability. It's clear that the enterprise landscape is rapidly evolving, and companies like ServiceNow are stepping up to meet the demand for more accessible artificial intelligence tools. They've even acquired the artificial intelligence startup Moveworks for a whopping $2.85 billion to bolster their agentic capabilities. This acquisition is another giant leap forward in ServiceNow's commitment to advancing artificial intelligence technologies. As enterprises continue to explore the potential of artificial intelligence, ServiceNow's innovations are paving the way for more widespread adoption. With the likes of EY and Rolls-Royce already on board, we're seeing a new wave of early adopters embracing these tools to drive efficiency and innovation. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. From Google DeepMind's advancements in robotics to ServiceNow's game-changing platform for artificial intelligence development, we're witnessing a new era of possibilities. Thanks for tuning in. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.